Dadje un garhuwen a hadi wanodas, nene Aboriginal voices, Oscar de Wanyawar Oscar, ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And yes, you are tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, right here, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We're also on the World Wide Web, www.cfrc.ca. Ani Nichkima, Doug Farquhar, and Dejanika, as Minwa, Sean Story, as Na Minwa, and Ishnabi, No Way Win. Here we go. Aboriginal voices on this gorgeous day, Sean.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're a little tired. You had a really busy day, but thank you for being part of Aboriginal Voices today, Sean, because last week we had so much fun, and it wasn't planned.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't planned.
Yeah. Marika was here visiting and chatting, and it was her last day on the air with us here at Aboriginal Voices, or with the CFRC. She is in Dublin, Ireland, right now.
Yeah, she is. She's in Dublin right now.
A whole new project. Yeah, you're having fun over there, I can see. I'm going to steer clear of that computer. Anyway, tonight we're going to do a couple of things. We're going to finish up our project. Not necessarily finish it, but we're going to, you know, do the last part of what we planned so far, dealing with... we're dealing with protest songs that were created by Indigenous artists. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. And after 7, we're like about 7:25 tonight, I have a special interview. I hope you get to hear it, Sean.
Sounds good.
It was done outside at the in front of the principal's house. You know, right over there, Summerhill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And cicadas everywhere. And workers a little off in the distance, but we could still hear a little bit of their machinery. Kids coming by playing and checking out what we're doing, sitting on the bench. So we're going to have some fun with that around 7:25. And I'll introduce our guest then. And also, there's been a request... And about 3 weeks ago, and this will be important for Cynthia and Peter, who may be listening as they're having supper tonight or getting ready. And Cynthia, I think you remember a while back, she came to talk to us here on Aboriginal Voices about, you're causing interesting noises.
That's fine, Doug.
And but Cynthia talked a bit about the Red Dress Project. Mm-hmm. So I've had several other people comment over the summer about hearing about that from Cynthia and her poetry that she did. And also they're interested in finding out more about what's happened with the Red Dress Project and is it still happening here at Queen's Campus. So we're going to check it out, and we're going to talk with some people later this week and next week to see if we can put together a team to create a series right here. So we're going to try that.
Uh-huh.
Know anybody who may be interested in helping?
Helping where?
With putting together information about... The Red Dress Project and the missing and murdered Indigenous women. And
no.
No? Okay.
I ask. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to help.
They don't want to talk to you.
No. Not once.
That may be something we'll talk
about.
Not at all. Yeah. We'll find out. We put out the request and I have two people who have said, yes, I'd like to help. So we'll tell you more about that later. It's going to be interesting, too, because I picked some music tonight. That we haven't done a lot of these artists, but recently we have in the past. But I got quite a shock when I asked a friend who plays music and has played for fun and family. But when I brought up this idea of protest songs, oh my goodness, I just sat back and listened. protest songs from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, 2010. And he stopped and he said, oh, but you wanted indigenous. Okay, so he went back and he said, and he started back in 50s and did 50s, 60s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I thought, okay, this is fun. We're gonna play a few. The ones he recommended that we could try.
So, sounds good.
Yeah, we're going to put that together for this hour, and then the second hour we'll have that special guest sharing.
Okay. All right.
Now, other news. I see your your news is
Dolly Parton passed on.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You don't sound sorry.
Well, can you tell me some of the songs that she sang that are not protest songs? They're all protest.
I don't know that any of them are protest songs. Jolene, I guess, would be a protest song.
Definitely. 9 to 5 is a protest song.
Oh, there you go. We can play that one. Very nice. 9 to 5. Maybe we can play it. We don't have any computer right now.
You'll be able to
figure that. Who do we call when we don't have a computer?
Oh, Ghostbusters.
That's it was surprising when I had heard the news today, and I like, oh, she's that person that you thought was never going to go away.
That's true. But something that I do remember about Dolly Parton, and I only learned about this, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, was that she ran a whole project related to literacy.
Yep.
And that project just gained momentum.
Mm-hmm.
After she kind of...
I think it's called the Imagination Project.
Oh, is it? Okay. She did a really good job of providing materials for young people and young families, you know, because often if you're struggling to make ends meet and your children are really young, quite often it's reading materials for young children are the ones that don't get picked up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're busy doing other things.
So. I am.
Yeah. All right. Give me a couple of seconds here.
Well, you can continue talking.
No, you
talk. I'm listening.
You talk while I...
Well, what am I going to say?
Whatever comes to mind, I think.
There really isn't anything.
What do you mean there isn't anything?
No. After the news. How do we go on?
How do we go on where?
Fine, Doug, you're not even listening.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to do the...
Are you trying to find us a song?
Yes.
So what did...
It ready, but for some reason...
I heard today she had 49 albums.
49?
And wrote 3,000 songs.
That's incredible.
Isn't it? What have you done?
Well, let's see. I think you and I, together, mostly, 1,675.
Well, there you go.
Episodes.
We're up there in.
Yeah. No, I have to go back and check. That was July.
I don't know. Not even near, but it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. But I do have it for you. So when you're finished, no, you got to tell me more about Dolly.
I have
Parton.
Nothing to tell you.
Oh man, your computer.
She was an icon, country and western icon. Them country and western stations down there and wherever, they wouldn't play her anymore.
Why not?
I have no idea. She wasn't young. She wasn't hip.
Wow, you got to be kidding! People loved her music.
Yeah, they did, except for radio stations. But not us. We would play her.
Okay.
We may, in fact, play her today.
We will try to get that up and running for you, yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. I have, well, this is interesting that you bring this up about Dolly Parton, because the song that I picked up for you is Derek Miller's song.
Kind of puts the trade talks into perspective.
Yeah.
Carry on, Doug. I'm sorry.
And did someone call an angel down?
Oh, there you go. You can do that one.
Yeah, that's the one I'd lined up for you before you said anything. So, no, this is. It's almost like We planned these things,
oh, yeah.
But we didn't.
Just like that.
Here's Derek Miller.
A star. I was hopeful for a while, but they're just a little too far. Round and round I go. Where I stop, well, I don't know.
Join CFRC 101.9 FM for our Airwave YGK concert happening September 20th from 1 till 4 p.m. at the Broom Factory. Catch amazing local rockers Squid Pistol, The Winter in Canada, and headliners Lumpfish at this high-energy, all-ages concert. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door, and you can get your advance tickets now at cfrc.ca. See you there, punks. When the snow...
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years of Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up.
And embrace the nonsense.
Your future starts now. Explore future career and educational opportunities at the Thursday, September 24th Career and Further Education Fair. Drop by the main gym of the Athletics and Recreation Center anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Meet in person with employers and representatives from graduate and professional education programs. While you're there, get a free professional headshot at the LinkedIn photo booth. This event is open to all Kingston students of all years.
After 9 long months, Gales Game Day makes its triumphant return to CFRC.
Queens Gales, our golden once more.
Tune in on Sunday, August 30th at 6:45 p.m. to catch all the action that makes you stand up and say...
OMG!
This is Canada's most exhilarating sports broadcast.
And it's picked off, picked off, picked off.
This is Canada's gold standard of football action.
The Gales stop the Griffins short.
This is Gales Game Day.
Running hard, breaking away. Touchdown, Queens.
And it can only be found on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, that was it. That's his play.
Yeah, that was neat.
Yeah, you like that song. Yeah. I do, too. Yeah.
I don't know if I like the song, but I like the way it ended.
Yeah. It's called Soldier.
And yeah, but the way they ended it was...
Yeah.
Cool. All righty, what do you want to talk about, Doug?
I was going to find out what... Wow, it's 22 minutes after the hour.
I know, we talk lots. Yeah. Maybe too much. We'll talk. Some people say too much.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit because we're going to try and finish up our project on protest songs. And thanks to Al and Sybil, they've given me a whole lot of ideas. But we're going to mention four, but because your device is not working, I'll see what I can do about getting two or three of them.
And we've sent out the signal, the SOS.
Did you use the right color to smoke? Because they may not be seeing it.
I sent an SOS out to the people who fix things.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like there's one person.
Let's go.
He plays football.
Yeah.
That guy.
Well, he may be off with the football team.
Maybe he's playing football.
Yeah, maybe.
Does he himself play football?
I don't think so. No. But he certainly is involved in football here around Queens. Eh?
Yeah, showed off a thing saying, hey, only like 12 days or whatever it is.
12? Is that all?
15 days. It was 15 days when he sent the Instagram. Get ready, football at Queens.
That's
so
good.
So my question is this, and it's been my question for the last few years, is how does one purchase tickets? And are tickets, like, phenomenally overpriced?
Okay. Two questions I cannot answer.
That's why I asking for Jesse. Mm-hmm. Two things I need him to fix for me.
Okay.
Anyways, carry on, Douglas.
Okay. So we're going back to protest songs, since you protest about the not getting tickets.
Yep, that's me protesting.
Well, there are other issues. So... We're going to focus on four artists that we've played here before. I'm trying to get everything set up. Go ahead. You read the top of that one.
So all them songs that we've looked at for decades?
Yes.
Is there a particular style? Like hip-hop?
Yeah. Well, we talked about that.
An acoustic folk ballad.
But remember last week when Marika was here?
I do. I remember that. I remembered it fondly.
She rattled all those off for us.
Or a roaring rock anthem.
Mm. Yeah. One that everybody can play or listen or sing to or participate
that,
in.
That you feel hits the hardest when addressing the community issue. I know one, Doug.
What is it?
Train, train, go away, come back, never.
Mm. I think you've got some people crying the blues about that one.
I think it's coming whether you want it or not. Hey, well, Carney has spoken.
Are you going to lie down on the tracks and stop it?
I don't move that fast.
Yeah, people don't know what you're talking about, so
I do too.
I'll lay it out.
They do too.
Alto.
Alto.
Yeah, the high speed.
Whenever I hear alto, I always think dog food.
No, that's Alpo.
Alpo?
Alpo.
Yeah, I don't know. Every time I heard it, like, why would they name it after a dog food?
Uh-huh. There's got to be a reason.
Then I realized, oh, Carney.
Hmm.
Anyways, carry on.
Where am I going with that?
So anyways.
To the dogs, I know.
So anyways, they've decided that they want to build that train.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask everyone, well, what do you think of this? And everybody's like, no.
Well, no.
We don't want this train. Who's this train for?
Just think about this. We go back to the spring, even last fall. Because... there were First Nations groups all along the corridor, as they say, they mapped it out in blue on their website at Alto Train. www.cfrc.ca, and you can see it. And you don't have to look at it. People at home could. Now, the thing is that what I was told in person when it came to my community, we went to the talk with people there and from the Alto Train organization. And I asked the question, what First Nations have said, have you consulted with, and what did they say?
They said First Nations.
No. They have 20 First Nations groups that they've talked to. Yes.
That they said they've talked to.
Well, I went and verified three of them, okay? So I accept the fact that they said 20, but I wanted to know what they said. And what the people from Alto told me was that this is really going to be no problem. People are liking the idea.
Are they?
Yeah. And then when I asked, but when I went to the communities to talk to the people about within their community, what was said at those meetings? And they're talking about a, quote, high-frequency train system.
High-frequency?
Yeah.
Like a lot of trains?
Yes.
Back and forth, back and forth?
Yes, yeah, it's stopping here and there. That's what was presented.
Mostly they're just stopping there because it's never going to be anywhere near.
The organization that was coming in was talking about high-frequency trains, meaning that little towns or communities along the train track system are going to have jobs for people, okay, because the trains are going to have to stop and, you know, and get people on and off. And
we'll
so
dangle
on.
That carrot in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
So, I wonder if she could have helped us.
Yes.
Probably. She can't help him.
Anyway, so the Alto train just was not the
It's being
high
pushed
speed,
through. It's pushed through.
Only five stops in the entire length from Quebec City.
There you go.
To Montreal, to Ottawa, to Peterborough, and Toronto.
And again, I say,
good luck.
Who's going to Peterborough?
A lot of people.
Why would you go
if
to Peterborough?
If the train goes through Peterborough, there'd be a lot of people going there because they all have to go there. Anyway.
That's silly.
So do you want to do a protest song or not?
That's what I said. Train, go.
Nobody's singing that one right now.
Why?
Oh.
Everybody wants this train?
Yeah. So one of the people that we have is...
Tara Williamson?
Yes, yeah.
All right, so they describe her as a poet. A musical provocateur.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Williams relies heavily on an intimate piano and acoustic arrangements, crossing genres into soul and folk. Her EPNDN, Summer, is a sharp, unflinching document of Indigenous politics, systemic trauma, and resilience.
Yeah. Now, she's traveled across the country to talk to people, to be part of things that, you know, she puts into her music. But she was also a professor at, used to be called Ryerson Polytechnic. And then it became TMU.
And
Toronto.
People protested and they were forced to change the name.
Well, maybe her music did that. Who knows?
I don't think so.
No. But.
So I was asking, like, what's the deal? What did he do wrong? And because, you know, like you figure to yourself, he had to have done something wrong. Like you have a multitude of things right. But you did that one thing, so we're going to change the name of the school. Just because we don't like that thing. Anyways, I hear tell that he was like the guy that came up with the education system.
Yes.
Okay.
It seems to have worked for a long time.
Until now, or a few years ago.
What's wrong with it? Oh, they changed it again. Okay. Anyway, Tara Williamson.
So wait a minute. Her style is perfect example of... truth that hurts before it heals. using a beautiful, soulful voice to deliver deeply uncomfortable truths about the colonial state.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to give it to her. She helped people understand through her music, but also through her teaching, how to be good protesters. That was one of her. She even gave advice to those of us here at Aboriginal Voices when I interviewed her many years ago.
Yeah. A million years ago.
Anyway, Tara Williamson's song, and it's called Trust Me. I just picked this one off her, one of her early albums.
Places we used to live. My body moves like music. I steal joy from the future, steal joy from the future, steal joy. I don't want to measure all the ways I won't let you go. I'm building a mountain. Steal joy from the future, steal joy from the future, steal joy. You tell me you used to believe in something neat too. Oh, you got me. You say that you don't even know you like I do. You'd come and now you're here. Stay. You tell me you used to believe in something, me too. Oh, you got me. You say that you don't even know you like I do. Baby, trust me, I've been here before. Oh, baby, trust me. Oh, baby, trust me, I've been here before. Oh, oh, oh,
well, there you go. Tara Williamson with Trust Me. And, yeah, that's pretty good. I like that one.
Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it brings to mind what you need to know to get involved, right?
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
And what was that again?
Do you have anything
knowledge.
About,
you need to know.
Yeah, do you have
you
anything?
You need to know the issues.
Do you have anything there about Cashton? If not, then I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Cashton. Nope, you don't have anything about Cashton. But they are also one of the groups that we talked about.
Cashton, they were a band in the 90s. I first remember them.
Yes.
In the 90s.
Okay.
And they had that big song, and it was like played on like across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the name of it is right now.
The one you liked.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Do you remember Harry Canna?
That's the one. And, no, was it?
No.
No, that was the second
That's
one.
That's the one you always wanted
That's
to play
the second one.
And dedicated well, only it because, to me.
Because you were the only one who liked it. But there was this other one, and it was really good, and I cannot think of the name of it. I can't even go to the computer here
because
it's broken.
That's okay. I'm probably going to play it for you.
So I would like the folks that actually fix the things here to maybe give me a call. We would maybe. Is there a phone number we can call? Maybe we can call them.
There you go. Let's do cash then, and we'll talk a bit about them.
Oh, fine. We'll do cash. And so it's 1984.
Yeah.
Claude McKenzie and Florent Vallon on their reserve in Quebec. This duo became an international phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
In the late 80s and 90s.
And Florent Vallon is...
He's still working.
Yeah, but he has been... He's been one of those people who really has gone into communities to help young musicians get started. Yeah, so, he's worked out of Montreal with his own studio there and brought people in. So, yeah, go ahead.
So what did what made Cashden's acoustic driven folk pop a radical act of protest was the fact that they sang exclusively in their native language.
Mm-hmm. Innu.
Innu. Songs like Akuatuta. Oh, that's the one. Akuatuta and Eku Miam. Weren't shouting angry slogans, but by bringing an endangered indigenous language into the global top 10, they staged a massive cultural protest against assimilation and the erasure of First Nations people. So while that hip-hop might give a community its war cry, these folks, roots artists, give the community its heartbeat.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty good. They prove that you don't have to scream to be devastatingly loud.
Well, when you said heartbeat, that brings to mind a project that I remember hearing Claude McKenzie and Florent Vallon talk about. And that was that they traveled across Canada from the Atlantic Ocean, Newfoundland, Labrador, right across Canada and as far north as they could get into...
For some reason, Doug...
What?
I believe I interviewed Claude McKenzie back in the day.
Yeah, I think
it was
you
a
did.
Long, long time ago. Yeah. I may still have the tape someplace.
Oh, well, that would be fabulous.
But it was a long time ago.
Because he talked about his...
It was like the night... He talked about me?
Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, yeah. I talked to, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was on cassette tape.
Yes.
And I think it was through the phone.
Oh, no.
It had to have been through the phone because we had nothing else. Wasn't here. Mm. It was down at the...
At Tyndanega.
At Tyndanega.
Yeah. Well, I wondered if this would come to mind. When your memory just got jogged.
I may have had to, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I may have had to go and get one of those phone cards.
Oh, wow.
To call, like, long
distance.
But
when you were talking to him, he was in Toronto, right?
Back in the day. Well, I don't know where he was,
yeah,
Doug.
I think so.
I just called him.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he called me. Maybe his people called me.
Oh, there you go.
It's probably just him. You'll find like a lot of these people don't really have people.
Oh, sure they do.
Like there was people
like us sharing their music.
Yeah. No, I mean like people that work for them.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Publicists and like the really big guys, but like, I don't know, the big ones. Elvis probably had people.
He didn't need people. Everybody loved him.
Elvis anyway, just...
Claude McKenzie.
Elvis has entered the building. Elvis is...
Claude McKenzie and Florent Vallon had a project, a special project. This is what I was really interested in. And they went to all sorts of indigenous communities as far away from the main rail line that crosses the country, as far north as they could get, as well as across the country. And they studied what people in each of the communities were using to make drums, how they used the drums, who was learning how to use the drums, and did they include everybody. So it was a big project that they did. And Fleuron kept that idea alive and brought some of the people into Montreal to his studios so that they could come and they could do the recordings and keep the language. That's what you were saying. And keep their language alive from their community. So he's got Cree and he's got Ojibwe, Mohawk, Mi'kmaq, Innu, Inuktitut. I don't know how many of the West Coast people actually took him up on that, but I was really impressed. And then I got a chance to hear from one of the groups that went.
Okay.
Yeah, Whitefish Singers.
Oh, okay.
And so they changed some of their work that they did on powwows because of that experience.
Nice.
They learned a lot from Fleuron and Claude McKenzie. So
good
I thought
on them.
Yeah. So I thought we would play a Kua Tuta. You ready?
Sounds good.
It starts off so nicely. And you're back with Aboriginal Voices here on CFRC. We're happy to have you along for the ride today. And here on Aboriginal Voices, we've been highlighting various artists from our vaults here at Queen's University in the Carruthers Hall studios of CFRC. And I've been working a little bit with Kashtan and digging into some of the work that Kashtan has done. And, you know, they're a group from, they're Innu fellows, two cousins, Claude McKenzie and Fleuron Volant, and they formed Kashtan, and they've traveled right across Canada, and in fact, I think they've been going around the world, but the first CD that we have for here at Queen's University comes from October 1994, and we're happy to look back at what Kashtan has done over the years, and we're going to start with this one. A Kua Tuta is probably one of the most famous ones that they had, but we're going to share some of the other ones as well. So first we're going to go to A Kua Tuta.
Can we dream? think there's only a few Indians left. There's millions of them in the whole continent of America, which includes South America. And one day they're going to be asking for their rights. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't standing next to the black people too. So it's either give now or die later.
Time for you to lock in. Freedom's while we rockin'. Walking that we blockin'. Enough with all the talking. Time for you to hop in. Got the people watching. Stopping and we stomping with knowledge that we dropping. Dismantle institutions. Mishandle distribution. Systemic contributions to those in prosecutions. Media illusions. Weakening solutions. They carry racial bias just like the Constitution. This evil ain't a friend of me. I'll break who you send to me. Working with the government, you're working with the enemy. The eagle gives me energy to wait for my integrity. Abolish any governance for breaking their supremacy. Forget about the laws when you're standing for the cause. We're fighting for our lives and the ones that we have lost. This is for my chalk, written on sidewalks. Listen to my talk, this is for my part. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in our minds. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The revolution's on the rise. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The retribution's in our minds. We're gonna stand, we're gonna fight. The revolution's on the rise.
Does my presence make them tremble? Why they keep on staring? Don't care about discomfort, the Kens and the Karens. Think of where they settled, think about their parents. Complicit in behaviors with the privilege they inherit. Need to break the cycle, need to take a stand. Need to check your friends, start to look within. Need to be the idol, be the helping hand. Need you to defend the people being hit. Walking down the city blocks, assaulted by the city cops. See them acting gritty, watch, never trust the city's ops. Plenty time to rethink, defund the precinct. Every time that we blink, we run to be brink. The empty apologies, lack of restitution. Listen to our prophecies, it's our resolution. Forget the petty policies, break the persecution. Positioning our sovereignty, time for revolution.
I reside on the north side, I wear my crown with pride, yeah, you already know me. your side. I wear my crown with pride. You already know my flow's in beast mode. I'm the queen of the north.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
John, you're making all kinds of noises here. I don't know what you're trying to do, but that password doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. It's going to...
Did anybody respond to you?
No one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to respond. David Strickland was involved in that hip-hop music that was played called Beast Mode.
Oh, yeah, that okay. was him.
And before that, the loud one was A Revolution.
No way.
Yeah, by Cody... Coyote.
Not A Revolution.
Now, David Strickland is an audio engineer, lives in Toronto now, or
yeah,
has
I
for
heard.
A number of years, and he's been involved in all sorts of musical genre.
Yeah, wasn't he here too at
yes.
one point? He,
yeah.
was, he did a thing here.
Mm-hmm. And Cody,
he had a concern
oh.
here.
No kidding. It was well. He's involved in all kinds of revolution stuff.
He used to. He used to be here, and he had a show. Right? Did he not? Oh, well, all right.
I don't know.
Maybe he was here with somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, and they were talking about, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm Dave Strickland."
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, "Oh, okay."
And Cody Coyote is from Ottawa area. He's a musician. I haven't heard too much about his new music, so but
no,
but Revolution is a really good one to kind of jumpstart your system.
Is this
so? That's the end of our protest songs, both of them.
What, really already?
Yeah.
You
well, unless you want to do one more for next
no,
week.
No, I don't have another one for next week.
Well, that's what I thought. I'll bet you do.
I'm sure I do. I just can't think of any of them.
Mm, okay.
Oh, wait. Wait. That,
Mm-hmm.
Midnight Oil.
What? Ah, there's a good one.
The Midnight Oil
yeah,
one.
From Australia.
From down under. The Beds Are Burning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. That's a protest song.
You're right. See?
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to find that one.
Yeah, well.
Next week. Well, we'll deal with that. Today, I had one of our listeners tell me about Helen Reddy.
That's right. That one. I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
There you go. Yeah. And
these boots were made for walking.
Oh my goodness!
Is that a protest song? Or
it
is that
certainly
just,
is.
yeah, the I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get a copy of that for next week to play.
Yeah,
we'll have to go
I'm,
through our archives. It's
got
to be here somewhere.
It might be here
on vinyl
because it was 1960s.
Oh, do you know what? It might be in the 45 collection.
In the 1960s, right?
Yeah.
It was a 1960s single? Or did she do an entire album? Things I Don't Like.
Go for it.
And Other Things I Don't.
Come on. Protest songs are protest songs. Doesn't matter what they are. All right. So... I gotta stop you from laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
I'm looking up them, their lyrics.
In about... okay, we'll have to do it after the top of the hour. Yes.
Okay.
Because you have about 10 seconds.
Four?
Hmm.
Can I start early on that?
No,
you We'd have be to. Done early.
No, Aboriginal Voices goes right through to 8 o'clock.